Today is Tuesday, the 4th of March, in the 8th week of Ordinary Time. Nori Nurian, with the monks of Glenstall Abbey, sings the Beatitudes.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are the gentle, they shall inherit the land. Blessed are those who mourn, they shall be consoled. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, the justice of God shall be theirs. Amen. Truly I say,
blessed are the pure of heart, they shall behold their God. Amen. Truly I say to you, this day will be with me in paradise. Blessed are those who bring suffer in the cause of right, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Amen. Truly I say to you, this day will be with me in paradise. Today's
reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Peter began to say to Jesus, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive 100-fold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first."
Peter's exasperation is evident here. We all want some recognition of our sacrifices now and again. Our world can't so easily be about the quick fix. But Jesus reminds us that our faith isn't a quick fix. When have you felt that impatience and exasperation in yourself? Perhaps you feel it now. Who are those who are the last in my world, in my life? Mother Teresa used to talk about seeing Christ in the faces of the poor, the sick, the hungry, the downtrodden. As you listen to the reading again, imagine the faces of those who are last.
Peter began to say to Jesus, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house, or brothers, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or fields, for my sake and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive 100-fold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first."
Jesus realized how Peter felt. He understood him, and he didn't slap him down. And it is the same for each of us when we speak to Jesus. We can tell him how we feel without fear of it being the wrong thing to say. So, speak to the Lord now. Tell him openly and honestly whatever it is you are feeling. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.